Sinner Slip is a series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Ezer Ruvain Ben Yitzchak Halevi. We've been learning about Tachanun. We haven't even yet gotten into the words of Tachanun. We're still in the introduction. We last left off. The Arizal, in his Pri Etz Chaim, brings down no less than 8 beautiful ideas that a person who says Tachanun, who doesn't take joy when we omit Tachanun, but who concentrates and is mindful and connects with the depth of Tachanun, and turns his tefillah into tachanunim, is zocha merits lamalos rabos, to many great things. And we said the 8 things that a person merits: they become a bria chadash, a new entity, and they can fight the Yetzihara, and they have expanded wisdom and knowledge to learn Torah, and a greater dveikas clinging to Hashem, and many more. The Pele Yoetz quotes, and he says, Mira kazos v'leimser nafsha b'kol kocho l'chavin karoy ad mokam shiyodam agas? Could you possibly become aware of what the Arizal describes are the merits and the rewards for paying attention, concentrating, connecting to Tachanun, and then you're going to mumble it, you're going to fly through it, you're going to look for every opportunity to skip it? You should want to say it at every opportunity, to dwell on it, concentrate on it. And to merit, to be worthy of these great brachas that a person who connects to Tachanun, the notion of both with our words and even with our posture, to surrender, to submit, to collapse, and after standing firm, standing tall before Hashem for the Amida, to then, with humility, surrender, submit, collapse before Him in the recognition of Tachanun. So Tachanun, though, again, we paskin technically based on the Rambam, it seems it's a reshus. When it's not technically obligated, we act as if we are, but a person shouldn't look for every opportunity to omit it. We should look for every opportunity instead to say it and to connect to it. The Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tes speaks about the tremendous effect of a tefillah that's said when putting your head down, not standing tall, but a person, when they daven with a posture of humility and of submission, it brings great merit. The Shita Mekabetzes quotes from the Ritva that, what is the Gemara Bava Metzia talking about? It's a reference to the tefillah of Nefilas Apayim. That's why the technical name for Tachanun is not Tachanun. We call it Tachanun. You rarely hear people talk about, do we skip Nefilas Apayim? It's a bris, no Nefilas Apayim. You don't hear people call it Nefilas Apayim, but technically that's its name, to fall on our face. We call it Tachanun, but the Gemara Bava Metzia speaks of the great merit. The Beis Yosef, in his commentary on the tour, points out that you see several places in the Gemara other examples, that a person who puts one's head down and davens immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, so it's brought in the name of the Beis Yosef, quotes from the Rashba, that it brings great merit, and that's why we're careful not to talk, so much so, Beis Yosef concludes that Tachanun, relative to the Amida, is a tefillah arichta. It's one long tefillah. And to do one without the other is incomplete. To stand for the Amida, but then not collapse and surrender and submit, and with great humility and modesty say, Hashem, I don't even feel worthy to have stood before you and spoken to you, is incomplete. That's why there's a prohibition, as we said, to speak or talk in between. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about these halachas, Nefilas Apayim. Aruch HaShulchan writes that the most authentic, the most true requirement of Nefilas Apayim is what we almost do on Yom Kippur, even then we don't fully do it. But it's really to fall to the ground, with the head touching the ground, to spread the hands and feet, to really prostrate oneself across the entire ground. We relate to it as Yom Kippur. We don't think about it every morning and every afternoon, Shacharis and Mincha. But both the Aruch HaShulchan as well as the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say that is the ideal Tachanun, and that is the original Tachanun. Mishnah Berurah says, though that was the way we did it one day, today, of course, we have the custom not to do so. Instead, we tuck our head down, ki'ilu, we're falling to the ground. Mishnah Berurah brings, that's the source of the minhag, to always have a garment, to always have cloth, something covering our arm when we say Tachanun. Why? Because since originally we said on the ground, but the halacha is you're not allowed to be on the stone directly, there needs to be a barrier, a chatzitza, something in between. Divi Yemeim writes the Bir Halacha. Divi Yemeim Hayinogin, Lipal Apanim Arza La Ritzpa. Umidina Hayatzarech Lahatos Halacha Metzdadim. And when you fell, you turned to one side. So we still turn to one side. That's the origin of falling on one arm. We fall on a side, not straight forward. And we do something to cover up and to not be exposed. There should be a chatzitza, something above our arm. Because we paskin, we say that a person's skin, a person's arm, part of the body is the same as the body. So in order for there to be a difference, there should be a covering. So if a person's wearing short sleeves, they should preferably wear long sleeves or a davening jacket or their talus, or minimally their watch. There should be something that they're resting their head on their arm and not directly on the arm, but a barrier, something in between, the Magen Avraham says, so that there is a barrier in between, and it's commemorative of when we fell directly on the floor, but not on the floor. Which brings us to, we're almost done with the introduction. The two topics left are, is it the left arm or the right arm? Does it depend? Which tefillah? Tefillin, lefty, righty, where does that come from? And then the last question that was very prominent, and tshuvas were written during Corona, lo aleinu, when people had outdoor minyanim, and they weren't davening in the presence of Sifrei Torah, do you do nefilas apayim? When do you fall on your arm for tachanun? When do you not? We have a lot of makeshift minyanim that happen at school dinners and sporting events and people's home Sheva Brach. Well, Sheva Brach is, you wouldn't say tachanun, but all kinds of times people get together. If there's no Sefer Torah, does a Sefer? If there's no Sefer or Sefer Torah, do you? People who are davening in those circumstances will pick up with from there.